Yes.
This kind of thing that's kind of related to that, but as I was listening to this talk, I was kind of like, wanted to ask your opinion about like how to listen to these Dhamma talks, because they're very different than like Ajahn Jeff, like when he gives these the meditations and the meditations books.
Mm-hmm.
Those are from talks, and he often says like with that, like when he's speaking, if the mind gets sort of intrigued by an idea, just to go with that and not worry about the talk.
Oh.
And then you know, just use that as an entrance into the meditation. Mm-hmm. Whereas like the island in this talk is more of an essay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I found my mind continue like, oh, that's an interesting idea, and I started mulling it over, but then I'm completely lost in the talk.
Right. Well, I mean, part of it is just, say, understanding volition. What's pulling the mind? Because it is, because you can, I think, you know, in listening to, you know, whether it's an essay or whether it's an actual talk, yeah, you want to be using the sound and the content to help settle the mind. And there's a certain reflection going on, but it's much more trying to tune into the feeling of what's trying to be conveyed and what's important in this, in terms of, yeah, say, the project of freeing the heart from suffering.